This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's always great to hear Doug Swinhart on the radio with Tech Talk. And Doug's in for the entire hour. And here's the number, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. And you can call or text the program. You'll visit with Shaletta. Shaletta's already done a three-hour show, and she's good enough to hang out and help produce the program today. The number again, 651-989-9226. Doug, I hope you're well.
Oh, absolutely. Steve, with this weather, how could anybody be anything but well?
Yeah, it is terrific. No complaints whatsoever. And Doug, I was thinking on a spring day, we're doing a little cleaning in the garage and getting some stuff organized in the house, the old spring cleaning. The one thing we want to remind people to do is that old computer equipment can't go in the garbage. You got to dispose of this stuff properly. There are a lot of good options. A lot of the people who sell equipment in town will take your equipment. Tech Dump, that is Tech Dump. It is a nonprofit here in the Twin Cities. They'll take your stuff. You can get a hold of them. They have a website. So there are a number of options, but just don't throw that in the garbage can. That's no.
Oh, absolutely. This is some dangerous chemical equipment. And what I like about Tech Dump is everything that you take to them, they will do their ample best to part it out and rebuild machines. And I've actually set up a couple of those over the last couple of months. They're beautiful machines. So if you're looking to save a little money on a used laptop or possibly a desktop, I think they have mostly laptops. But they've got two outlets, and they're doing good work.
Yeah, for sure. TechDump.org, TechDump.org. We have had them out to the printing company I work at over the years, and they will pick up, they'll sort through, they'll give you a bill, very fair pricing. They do great work in the community, so keep that in mind. Doug, one of the other things I wanted to bring up at the very beginning of the program is, okay, you found an old computer that you haven't used in a while. That isn't necessarily junk. That machine can be repurposed, can be reused. It can be put into service. And we haven't talked a lot about it as of late, but an old Windows machine, there is a chance that you could put a new operating system like Linux on that machine and continue to use it, continue to go online, continue to do all those sorts of things with that machine.
Oh, no question about it. And some of these older computers, they may not be the fastest machines in town, but an awful lot of them are rock solid, stable, would make a wonderful backup computer. And you know yourself, Steve, that over the years, we used to think of the internet as a luxury, as an entertainment factor. But today, it's gotten to be absolutely essential in this country. Yeah, when we shop, when we're doing research, it's absolutely essential that people have adequate internet access And if a computer goes down, it sure is nice to have a little backup that you could put in place that maybe it isn't as fast. But you can at least get online, get your bills paid, check your bank accounts and whatnot. So, yeah, I think that these older computers are absolutely necessary to keep them running as long as possible and keep them out of that bone pile.
Now, is that something a person could take on themselves? I know you do it all the time, and you'd be happy to help people out. You'd be able to give them a quote. But is this something that if someone has an old computer and if they do a little research and take their time, that they could switch one over maybe from a Windows machine to a Linux machine?
You know, this has really amazed me. Over the last several years, every version of every distribution of Linux that comes out, they make it easier. So, yes, I think that it's absolutely possible. And it really wouldn't even take that much study. You just got to know how to create a bootable media, DVD or USB drive, have a little bit of understanding what it requires on your system to boot to an external drive, which is all on the internet. Probably less than 2 to 3 hours of reading, and have a plan. Just make sure that you got a good backup so you got your copies in order. But they'll actually create a dual boot on themselves, all by themselves, automatically within the install procedure. It's pretty simple. I can't imagine anybody needing more than maybe 10 hours of research and pull the trigger and let the good times roll.
Our number on the program, 651-989-9226. And that's a great way to get in via the phone or text, 651-989-9226. And when you call the studio, Shaletta will get that info to us. And then we've got the text line right here at our fingertips on one of my Chromebooks sitting here in the studio. So 651-989-9226 is the phone number. All right, so we got through the spring cleaning. I want to jump into something that still has something to do with cleaning, and that is Sea Cleaner. You've been recommending the Sea Cleaner on the program for a while now. Is there a better program out there?
I think for Windows 10 there is. I stumbled across this Provisor, P-R-I-V-A, capital Z-E-R, and they've got a nice website. It's still open source, but it looks to me like this gentleman that wrote this might be considering taking this commercial pretty soon. It is just a piece of gold. This thing goes through and checks out all the Windows privacy issues and telemetry and does a complete clean. And you can set it up so it's one button. You click it, and you can even check a box that says, turn off the machine when you're done. It is just wonderful. P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R, Provisor. It's just a great program.
Yeah, and Doug, is Sea Cleaner still active? If people have it or have used it, is it still work?
It is. And in fact, Piriform sold out Sea Cleaner to Avast, and Avast has picked it up. It's still available. They're making improvements. I can't imagine where it's not a very viable program still. I kind of tend towards the Provisor mainly because it addresses a whole lot more of the privacy issues, and you can do some things with the setup for your updates, and it's just a very nice program. Both of them are very good. Now, Sea Cleaner has actually come out with a version for the Mac as well, and that's gaining ground. We usually think of Clean My Mac as the absolute cream de la creme for Macs. But this Sea Cleaner for the Mac is doing a very well job as well, cleaning hard drives and cleaning out your daemons and that kind of thing. So definitely a good product, Jet. Absolutely.
From our text line at 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. If someone wants to update to a solid-state drive, how much should they expect to pay to get that installed?
Well, here again is an operation that they truly could do by themselves. And in fact, if you look on Amazon.com, there is just a number of solid-state drives for sale, and nearly every company has jumped on the bandwagon of, well, here's some software you'll need to mirror your operating system. And that really makes it simple. You buy the right equipment, a 256-gig hard drive today's SSD and a 2.5-inch, run you about $35. well worth the money. And then you'd have to have a small little device that you could connect to this and make it an external device just temporarily while you did your mirroring. Then you'd take out the other drive, put this one in and boot, and you're good to go. And all you're going to notice is should mirror your system identical. And what you're going to notice is it's going to boot in a fraction of the time and everything's going to run faster. Yeah, it's really, there's no reason in the world people can't do this for themselves unless they're uncomfortable. I'd love to have a call.
All right. By the way, Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. We're going to take a break right now. 220 is our time. And we invite you to call or text the program, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 is the phone number. Tech Talk on the air until 3. We'll get started on a sport Saturday. And we have the Twins on the radio later. The Twins and the Rays from the Grapefruit League coming up at 5 o'clock here on the home of the Twins, News Talk, E30-WCCO. It is 2:25 here at News Talk, K3OWCCO. Tech Talk underway. Doug Swinhart joining us on Saturdays, these days, between 2 and 3 o'clock. The phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 is the phone number. And if you want to text, use that same number. And we have a lot of those already lined up today at 651-989-9226. Let's jump over to that text line. And follow up to our spring cleaning earlier in the program, since spring is sprung in these parts. You can also take your e-waste to Best Buy. So there's another option for folks, and I'm sure they'd like you to buy something there as well. Another follow-up on C-Cleaner. Doug, repeat that program. That's been a hot topic as of late. And then once again, a quick recap of what Pervasor does for your computer.
This is Pervazer. And this is like a one-button touch once you get it set up, and it'll walk you through the setup. It's quite simple. And as you're downloading it, the gentleman that wrote it will ask you for a donation, but if you don't want to, you can still have it for free. And this thing will start, and it really does a nice job of cleaning out all of the extra files, including all of the past Windows Update files that are just laying on your hard drive, taking up room for nothing. All the temp files, clean up all that stuff immediately, check out all your DLLs, and then it will go through and it will check your paging file. It just does a great job. You will have an optimized system when that thing is done running, and you can see the difference. And when you can see it that quick, that's a good program for absolute certainty.
Yeah, and I get a kick out of it. At their site, it says compatible with XP, which you shouldn't have online, Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, 8.1, Windows 10, 32-bit, and 64-bit. So this really runs the gamut.
Oh, it does. This thing's been going together for years and years and years, but when it really gained popularity is with Windows 10, and it addressed all of the privacy issues, and it addressed them without being, insulting to Microsoft. They were gentle and said, well, you know, this is how they make their money, and as you go through it, you're going to do a little bit of learning about all of the things that are happening on the background in the internet as well. So it's a tremendous package. I think everybody that's running Windows 10 should have it. Everybody.
228 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Here's one from the text line. Hopefully you can sort it out. I'll read it as is. Are SSD drives available to replace ATA drives? Not sure what that is.
ATA.
Yeah.
I think they missed the S there. I think it's SATA drives. That would be my guess. And that's exactly what they're meant for, is to replace a SATA drive. We got SSDs today in two forms. One is considered a SATA. The other one's considered a PCIe card. And that goes in your PCI, and that has a wide bandwidth. Our 2.5-inch SSDs will transfer data a little over 500 megabits per second. And the NVMe drives, if your computer is capable of booting that drive, they will move almost 3 gigabytes of data per second. They are just lickety-split fast. Now, if you got an older machine, you can still have a 2.5-inch drive and get an NVMe and put it on a PCIe card, and now all of your data or other programs that you install are on that fast drive. So the technology today is wonderful for upgrading these older PCs. It's there. It's available.
All right, Doug, one more before the break. 5-year-old Asus with a solid-state drive, updated to Windows 10, works great, but it shuts down completely, randomly, then reboots automatically 5 seconds later. This happens once or twice a day. We replace the power supply. What could be going on?
I got a feeling that it's heat. I would download some programs that would actually register the heat, and there's all kinds of things that you can do for Windows. Probably one of the best programs is SpeedFan, and it's just like it sounds, SpeedFan, and then that will guide you as to where you can have small, low-resource monitors a little right on your screen so you can watch the heat. In addition to that, the way they're manufacturing computers today, when I'm rebuilding them and redoing them, it's amazing what I find inside. Sometimes the hard drives are connected, but not all the way, and they're just kind of hanging there almost loose. It's amazing that they keep running. Could be something like that, too. Just take it apart and take a look at it. Take your time. Nearly every machine you can get a manual for, or iFixit.com is a great resource as well. But this is I think in this instance, I can almost guarantee it's heat. And if they watch what they're doing, they're going to see that their processor is just heavy enough to push it over the edge. Lower the resources might take care of it, but it might need to be taken apart and clean the fan. But it should be a pretty simple operation to correct.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll have more here on Tech Talk. We're going to talk about converting new machines or old machines over to Linux. But finding parts like batteries for old laptops and that sort of thing, we'll get into that and much more. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. And you can send a text or you can call the program. Tech Talk with Doug continues in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. 2:37, 23 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart on board until 3 o'clock. Still plenty of time to call or text 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 is the phone number. We've already been through a lot of texts on the program today, and let's keep it going. I don't know if you heard about this, but from our text line from Randy, after researching the internet, it says CCleaner was hacked in 2019. I didn't hear anything about it. Doug, did you?
I did, actually. And it was relatively minor, sort of. It didn't take any information, but what it did was it was planting malware in people's computers during the update. It wasn't actually CCleaner, but this was part of the reason I think that people lost some confidence. Some people were affected by this. So, yeah, news like that on the internet just spreads like wildfire. And it could happen to anybody. I think it was during the transition when they were in the process of transferring everything to Avast, I think. Not exactly certain what went on, but they kept it quiet and got it fixed in a hurry. It's been pretty well taken care of at this point.
All right, if you're running an antivirus like Norton, will a program like CCleaner or Pervasor still work with those programs? Say you have Norton or McAfee or one of those.
Oh, sure. They'll go right in the hand in a glove. The one's a cleaning utility.
Yep.
And, of course, the other one is to watch for malware and viruses. So, yeah, they're meant to go right next to each other. And you should have no problem at all installing it. I've never had a problem if there's outside antiviruses. So don't even have to turn it off. These things are programmed in such a way to where they know if it's good software coming in, and it will allow it to run. It's go right in the hand in a glove. They're 100% compatible.
All right, a follow-up to that. We always get a ton of calls and texts on this every week. Why don't we blend them all together? What antivirus should people be using? I know it's it comes up a lot. What are you recommending to people to install on their machines?
Well, you know, one of my favorites remains Malwarebytes. Love that program. Love the fact that if you ever need support, you're going to get them on the phone, and they're all in the U.S. And, of course, you can't talk about antivirus without talking about ESET, E-S-E-T, and they produce ENAD32. And right up on the top of the pile is that German company, Avira, A-V-I-R-A. Those are probably my main three focus of antivirus. I think they're just absolutely top shelf. You just can't do any better.
All right, spring cleaning topic again. Say you found an old computer. Oh, I remember this machine, and you're able to plug it in and get it to work. I have an old Mac where the battery shot, but I can still plug it in. It still boots up. It's extraordinary. I don't even know how old this thing is anymore. I know you and I have talked about it over the years. But if you have that old laptop or that old desktop, but in this case on a laptop, You can plug it in, you can get it to boot up, you may want to put Linux on it, but where do you find a new battery? And what do you use? Where do you try and track down older batteries?
You know, this is a big thing with all laptops and netbooks and portables. One of the greatest resources that we have, of course, is Amazon.com. You can put your model in there, exactly what it is, and right at the end of it, just put battery replacement. Up they come. eBay is an excellent source. I have discovered over the years that there are several warehouses in New York and California that they will just do a great job. And I just bought a new battery for a 2008 MacBook Pro, $37, popped it in, and he'll get 3 hours lifespan out of that. With a 15-inch MacBook Pro, that's acceptable. That's way good. Big thing is it's much cooler than it was before. And before we put that battery in, it seemed like the system was running about 20 degrees centigrade warmer because it was trying to charge a battery it couldn't charge. And that does make a difference with these as well. I think on a Mac, you definitely want to upgrade that battery if you can, if your system is worth it. Well, if it's not, you're not suffering the heat, plug it in and let the good times roll.
All right. Is there anything you want to avoid when you're out there searching for a battery? And that's maybe the biggest thing. I'd be leery overseas. And if you're going to buy something on eBay, check those rankings, you know, from these sellers on eBay. That's a big deal in my opinion.
Oh, you couldn't have said it better. Now, Amazon, when I go out buy something on Amazon, as I'm running my search, I always check Prime. That I got a Prime account, and you're going to get better equipment by checking Prime. I would never order anything from the Asian countries, especially with the lag that's going on and with all of the things that are happening. Plus, you're going to have anywhere from a 6 to an 8 week wait. Where here, you keep in the States, when I'm on eBay, I just check U.S. only. And that way it stays within the country. You can track the shipping and check your prices. But between eBay and Amazon, you're going to find a plethora of equipment out there, whatever you need. And just be cautious. I like the fact that you mentioned on eBay, check their reputation. This is huge. I think that everybody should have this. I wish Amazon had a little bit more of this. But Amazon watches it in a different way. If they are a Prime member, or vendor, then they're going to get actually the better searches. When people run searches, they're going to come up more often. And you can trust that. Not to mention with Amazon, if it isn't right, you send it back or you drop it off at Kohl's and you don't even have to package it or anything. And it's all those, just make sure you can return it. Yeah, that's great advice. Excellent advice.
All right, Doug, from our text line, and we've been very busy. Great way to get in. Any of our programs, 7 days a week here on News Talk 830 WCCO, starting with Dave Lee in the morning news, Coria Heppola, Chad Hartman, Paul and Jordana, Mike Max, Henry Lank, and here on the weekend, Denny Long in the morning, Shaletta Brundage earlier on Saturdays over the midday hours, and then, of course, on Sundays with Rashini in the morning. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. And that is a phone number, or you can use that for a call or a text here on the program. Here's a good one. My one-year-old PC purchased from Best Buy came with WebRoot virus protection. It has now expired. The renewal price is about $100 for a year. The reviews for WebRoot online are not consistent. Should I stay with WebRoot, or is there a better and or cheaper alternative?
I've never been a big fan of WebRoot, whether you bought it at Best Buy or elsewhere. I think it's a bit on the bloated side. Many administrators, when we went to take it off machines, discovered that it's really difficult to completely get it off, and you have to go to their website and download a special tool. I'm not a big fan of WebRoot, so I would go right back to Malwarebytes or get it off your machine. I would suggest that you might want to use the Geek uninstaller or Revo uninstaller when you go to take it out. That will help. But you might have to download an additional package right from the WebRoot website to completely take it out. But I'd get rid of it. I would be moving to either ESET, Malwarebytes, or Avira. It's beyond personal opinion on that. They're just resource heavy. It will slow down your computer, without a doubt.
All right, very good. Please complete the name of that program that I can use to replace CCleaner. This is pretty popular. Once again, how do you spell provisor, Doug?
Yeah, it's PRIV, just like private. And then it's got an A, capital ZER, Provisor. And I think that he wanted to have a domain name that was close to that, so he just named the software Provisor. Just change that to an A. PRIVAZER. And you run a search on Google, and I'm sure it'll pop right up. And most of the sites, it looks way good. It'll just slam right down to your computer, pop into the downloads folder, double-click on it, install it, follow the directions, and you will be pleased, no question.
Yeah, simple website. I'm looking at it right now. Easy to get to, easy to find. PRIVAZER.com. And you just follow the instructions. They have some reviews there, getting rave reviews online. So something to keep in mind. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back. More from our text line. Still time to get one in. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. It's Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart here on a Saturday. News Talk, E3OWCCO. 2:52, 8 minutes now in front of 3. We'll have all the news at 3. And then we'll talk Twins. Do Young Park will join us from Fort Myers. Twins and Rays later on the radio beginning at 5 o'clock. As we get started on a sports Saturday, so we'll have a couple hours of sports chatter, then the Twins and the Rays from Fort Myers here on the radio, home of the Twins. Let's jump back to our text line here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. This gets into an old printer, or not an old printer necessarily, but a Canon printer produces an ink absorber full error. Is there any way to clear this error? I guess they've done everything they can, clean the heads, make sure there's fresh ink in there, on and on and on. What could be going on, Doug?
I have never heard of that.
No.
What was the term on that again? It was a Canon.
Ink absorber full. I have never heard that either.
No, that's a new one.
Yeah, it is definitely a new one. Here's the thing with printers, Doug, and this comes up from time to time and has over the years. At what point do you throw in the towel and just go get a new one? I mean, I know we don't want to throw things away, but sometimes troubleshooting and fixing these printers after a period of time is more trouble than it's worth.
Well, you know, that's really well put. And here's the thing. No matter how we want to not add to the garbage pile of the planet, there comes a point, and especially with printers, you can get a beautiful printer today for less than $200. So if you've got a printer that's 10 years old, it might be time to replace it. Running a quick search on this, it appears that this is kind of more common than I had anticipated. And there are some directions on the net, but I can pretty much guarantee that these people are smart enough to have run a search on the Google net, on Google, and come up with pretty much the same thing. And if that's not successful, I think that I would just entertain getting a new printer myself. Here again, time is money. If you got going to be putting 20 hours into a piece of machinery that you could replace for $200, well, I got to believe that your time is worth more than that. So there comes a point where, yep, it's time to out with the old and in with the new.
Yeah, and there is a lot of competition right now to drive down ink costs on these inkjet printers. I know, you know, you could get into a printer cheap and you go broke on the consumables. That's getting better in recent years. They're coming up with models. I know there's the Eco Tank where you can get a large tank of ink and it should last the average user a year and so on and so forth. So printers have come a long way, particularly for the home office environment.
Oh, there's no question about that. And I think that it's interesting that you mentioned this EcoTank because Epson, and we normally try to talk nice about everybody, but truth is truth. Epson was one of the printers that really got aggressive with, I don't know if they did it intentionally or their toner just kind of evaporated, but they were an expensive printer to keep running. Well, they have been also the first one to come out with the EcoTank. So I think part of that is they are regaining their reputation. Anytime a big business manufacturer is doing that, that's probably the time you want to be looking at that product. Probably the best product you'll be getting is when they've kind of been shamed and they're trying to make amends. So I wouldn't be afraid of one of those Echo Tanks at all. Those are nice printers, by the way. I still tend to go towards HP. Always have loved HP. I think that they are just top shelf and you always get a good value.
All right, Doug, before we run, from our text line, Canon printers use small spongy pads to absorb excess ink that accumulates while printing. I've never had a Canon, and are also used to clean the print heads. When these pads are saturated, check the manual. When the ink absorber pads are full, you can easily remove and clean them on most Canon printers. Well, you learn something new every day. I've had a lot of Epsons and a lot of HPs and haven't had to fool around with that. We'll leave that there.
This is a different technology in the Canon.
Yep. Doug, we've got to run. Your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. ADMIN at wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve.
All right, Doug, take care. Have a good week and sports schedule. We'll visit with you again soon.
Excellent.
All right, there he is, Doug, with Tech Talk on this Saturday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.